swears that Pat lay in public like so much hot air. In Sissy and Bush care, waits for the weapons, still thinks Iraq was a threat to the U.S. homeland. I can't understand all the Bush appointees. Where do they all come from? All the angry people, where do they all belong? Rabbit and Coulter, writing the words to a book that reflects a strange fear. Who would come near, look at her whining, blaming opponents and damning up dubious foes?
We are back on the Andy Finn Show, and Mike, on this day in 1909, Colonel Tom Parker was born. Do you remember Colonel Tom?
Wasn't he Elvis's agent?
He was Elvis's agent. He robbed Elvis like a bandit. He did. The guy made himself a multimillionaire. Really unconscionable what he did, but Elvis was young and didn't know any better at the time. Also, the bicycle was patented on this day. Can you guess what year the bicycle might have been patented in this country?
What year?
Yeah, I know it's a tough question.
1815.
1819, that's a winner. That's very close. I don't know what I'd have guessed, but I wouldn't have come that close. Very good.
Thank you.
Also, in 1971, on June 26th, the Justice Department of the United States issued a warrant for the arrest of Daniel Ellsberg, accusing him of giving the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times. Isn't that coincidental that that's this date in history? Because, of course, the New York Times is in the news. I was listening to some conservative talk radio on the way in tonight, and they were just dead sure that the New York Times has acted treasonously, and they agree with Representative Peter King of New York that the New York Times should be investigated and probably prosecuted for treason because they announced this secret program the Bush administration has to look at banking records. Did we not know they were looking at banking records? I guess. Anyway, we will get to that before the show ends, we hope. But I want to finish up with North Korea. So here's the thing. North Korea, I mean, these little countries that Bush has dubbed the axis of evil, I'm not even going to get into a whole argument about why I think that the way the Bush administration has handled this, that is confrontation as opposed to trying to manage the situation by talking with our allies and with these countries directly, why I think that's wrong. I'm not going to spend time on that. But it's interesting that we take them so seriously. They are not players in the grand scheme of things. North Korea's got a few nukes, we think, and so every time they threaten to do something, we stand up and have all this angst about it. That's exactly the wrong message. Think about this with a child, Mike. You've got a couple of young kids. You know exactly what this is like. If your child's in a supermarket and they start acting up, do you reward that behavior by giving them attention?
No, I spank his butt right there in aisle 5.
Well, and you can't spank him. You wouldn't be able to spank him if he had a nuke. That'd be a problem. But he does not have a personal nuke. And your point is that you don't reward behavior, childish behavior, with attention. You reward it by ignoring it, right? When a kid interrupts, you tell them not to, but then you just ignore them after a while and you go on with your adult conversation. Well, we're in some adult conversations and we're letting children in the form of Iran and North Korea distract us from those adult conversations. And so it's pretty clear to me that every so often, dear leader, Kim Jong-il II, just decides that he's not getting enough attention. And so they announce they're going to do this test. They announce it could reach the mainland because it was North Korea that announced it could reach the mainland. We don't have any proof of that yet. But he's only doing it to be provocative and to get a rise out of us. So the thing we should be doing is not giving him a rise. Beyond that, I just don't buy the North Korean threat. First of all, you can say he's a madman, but he knows it's annihilation for his country. Were he to put a nuke on top of a missile and hit civilized land anywhere, but particularly the U.S.,
he's done.
He's done and his people are done. Now, maybe there's a madman somewhere that wants to do that and is in charge of a country, but I don't think so. And we've talked about that before, that we tend to think of people in other cultures as being mad because we don't understand them. But beyond that, I don't think he could hit the broadside of a barn. I don't think he can put a nuke on top of that yet. And I said the same thing going into Iraq, you know, that I didn't believe for a minute the mushroom cloud nonsense that Condi and Dick Cheney and George Bush were spouting in the run-up to the war in Iraq. I didn't believe he had anything close to a nuke, and it turns out he didn't. But somehow we got suckered in. And so it's amazing to me that the same people are rattling sabers over this. They want to see about surgical strikes in Iran, which are not realistic, according to the Pentagon. And there are people actually thinking we should take out this missile before they fire it. I think we ought to see what they can do with it. My guess is they can't do much with it.
So you say bring them on.
I say don't give them attention. Let them fire their stupid missile. Let's follow it and see what they do. But there are other people saying we should shoot it down, and the Bush administration is considering shooting it down. And that's a huge mistake. Now, Patriot batteries might be something different. If they were to fire it over Japan, and we had Patriots in Japan, we probably could hit it, and maybe that's the thing to do. But the SDI program could not shoot it down. And I heard otherwise reasonable conservatives from people like Fred Barnes, who is not a stupid man, although he's ultra-conservative, say that we should shoot it down if they fire it in our direction. We should use SDI to shoot it down. That ain't possible. And Fred Barnes should know better. You know, Bush declared 2 years before the 2004 election that he was going to deploy SDI in the field in December of 2004, right after the election. And so they went ahead with that plan in 2004, even though I think they've had 10 tests and they've hit something five times and they missed five times. So that's a 50% rate. And the five that they hit were rigged. That is, they knew the general path that the missile was taking. They might have even had the coordinates on the first few, the exact path the missile was taking. Mm-hmm. And there were no dummy warheads sent up to distract them or anything. There was only one missile to hit. And they only hit it half the time. And yet they were given all kinds of help. So the conservatives ignore that and say, no, this is ready to go. Or it's so, I mean, at least people like Rumsfeld are realistic about this. Rumsfeld's comment was very sober about it. He basically put caveats all through it and said that we have some limited capability today with SDI, but it's nothing that, you know, you should be crowing about.
So basically, you defend your nation with the SDI you have, not the SDI
exactly,
that you
exactly, but you Rummy understands that that you probably don't want to use that. I suspect he understands it, because if you miss, you look foolish.
Absolutely.
And it looks like you can't defend your own country, which isn't true, of course.
Although I think these Generation 3 Patriots that we have are somewhat an improvement over the ones we had in the first Gulf War, if you remember, that did an okay job of
right.
knocking some missiles out of Israeli airspace. So if we're talking about one lone Type Dong 2 big North Korean hunk of junk flying over Okinawa, and we have three batteries in Okinawa, I think that's what we're planning on putting there. I think the chances are pretty good that we're going to knock it out of the sky.
Well, of course, but that's not – the Patriots are not exactly the missile defense stuff, because we're talking –
Right, no, I know SDI is another animal,
but
I think that's why the Japanese and the Americans have decided to put the Patriots in place, is to perhaps in the future kind of
– Yeah, okay, that's all fine. But back to SDI, the problem is that we're talking intercontinental ballistic missiles. They're talking about being able to get ones that leave the atmosphere. They go mm-hmm. up pretty high.
Right.
The ones the Soviets might have sent across the Arctic Circle to us and all that stuff. And so we've got this system that's been deployed, and there's conservatives out there this week claiming that it could be used to knock down this missile. And I think that's ludicrous, because there's no evidence that it's ready. And the idea that Bush deployed it is also ludicrous. I've been saying this for some time, that it's really pretty remarkable that what passes for adult judgment in this day and age in this country. I'm still baffled by it.
Well, I think maybe if that's more of a political type of ploy to say that, oh, SDI has been deployed. You know, North Korea, Iran, countries like that, they don't know if it has or hasn't been, so it kind of makes them think twice about messing with us, if you know what I mean. It's a puffing your chest out kind of
move. Yeah, but except those communists at the New York Times are actually printing the truth. I liked what Stephen Colbert said to President Bush when he said not to pay any attention to not just the polls, but what's going on the ground. He said, because as we all know, reality has a well-known liberal bias.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, so let's leave North Korea and SDI there. Because I'm just shocked at how the saber rattlers are, A, making a big deal out of North Korea right now. They're not that big a deal to us. And B, claiming that we've got a missile defense that could shoot it down, which is also outside the realm of reality at this point. And let us move on to this issue of the New York Times revealing information about the secrecy program. So you read a little bit about this, Mike?
No, I have not.
Okay, so I'm going to have to make this quick, but what I was listening to on the way over here were people talking about the New York Times should be tried for treason, because in the last few days, they published information, and when they published it, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and the LA Times all followed with their own stories the same day that said that the Bush administration has another secret program, and they are gathering financial records. And normally, they go through certain channels to gather financial records. Like if you suspect a mob boss of laundering money, you go through channels. It's not quite the subpoena process and the FISA court process that they use for NSA surveillance, that they should be using for NSA surveillance, but it's a similar process, and they get access to all these bank records. It turns out the company that handles all these bank records, and we're talking millions of transactions an hour probably, that company is working with the Bush administration and giving them relatively unlimited access. Of course, it's a secret program, so we don't know for sure. Now, the New York Times had a lot of sources. They said they had like 20 sources for this thing. And it's not clear where they are. Some of them may be in the CIA. But they revealed this program. And the conservatives are out there saying that they have harmed national security. Cheney came right out the next day and said it. So have other members of the Bush administration. So have conservatives who are backing the Bush administration on most everything, and said that you are hurting the war on terror and you're harming America, and it's treasonous what you're doing. That's the talk show host saying that stuff. And I just have to say that the problem here, I don't have a problem with this latest revelation. The Bush administration asked the Times not to. They decided not to listen. The last time when they asked him not to, the Times waited a year before they revealed the NSA domestic surveillance program, the program that the White House and now Fox News likes to call the terrorist surveillance program. But on this one, this is financial records. I heard a talk show host today saying that it's all being done by the book. Congress has been informed, that both the Complete Intelligence Committee has been informed, and in fact there's oversight. He used the word congressional oversight, which there is not congressional oversight. Giving them a briefing, telling them what you're doing, is not giving Congress congressional oversight. And so what people on the right do not realize is that the people on the left don't trust this administration. And there's ample reason not to trust them. From WMD, from the rationale for the war, this administration is not forthcoming. They're very secretive. And so when they get secretive, that's when we get worried. And so I don't trust the Bush administration. I haven't since they concocted the rationales for the war. And now when they come out with these, when we find there's all these secret programs, I'll say what I've always said, that if the Bush administration had gone to Congress and said, here's what we want to do. We want congressional oversight, but everybody keep it a secret. I'm fine. But there has to be checks and balances. That's what our system is based on. And what you hear from the Bush administration is, we have oversight. We've got one part of the executive branch that's has looked at this multiple times and has okayed it. That's not checks and balances. The executive branch cannot check on itself. The Pentagon cannot investigate itself. The AMA cannot investigate itself. You have to have oversight from an outside agency, an independent branch of government in this case. And if you give me that, I'm fine with these programs, all of them. And that's all I think most people are asking for. And so I don't want to be told that I'm undermining the war on terror because, as Ben Franklin said, you give up, it's more of a problem to give up your liberties in pursuit, I'm sorry, your liberties in pursuit of a little security than it is
Those who would sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither, I believe.
Thank you. That's pretty much what he said. And so I'm okay with all of these programs. Just show me that there's oversight, and I'm not trusting George Bush and Dick Cheney and the whole crew of the gang that can't shoot straight, primarily, right, to investigate this and to handle this. I want oversight. I want some adults looking at this and not having these guys who have shown that they can screw up any number of things. I don't want them out there on their own telling us, trust us, America. It's past the time when America's ready to trust this administration, carte blanche. You've got to have oversight. And that's the name of that tune. Well, that is it for another edition of the Andy Finn Show. I'll be doing my show from my home studio on Thursday night at 7 p.m. That's at andyfinn.us, andyfinn.us. And you can hear me next Monday here with Mike on WEBR at 10 p.m. Until then, remember, do it. Don't doubt it.